Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Shelby.
It's Riley.
And it's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy.
Today's trigger warnings are tail fucking, voyeurism, use of office supplies for pleasure, corporate lingo, inappropriate behavior between coworkers, sexting, cum drinking, spanking, BDSM, dom sub dynamic, omega heats, and degradation.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Also, cum drinking. That's gulp gulp.
Yummy. Oh, so we are going to start this episode by giving a quick shout out to Romancing the Pod. Yeah. They actually mentioned us in their 365 sequel episode where they reviewed the second 365 movie, and they said something about the balls in our court now.
Yeah, I know.
To cover the book. Which is insane.
That is crazy.
Because I've listened to them for like 2 years now, them and The Horror Virgin, which is their other podcast, and they're like, they're legit. But they noticed us.
I know, that's insane. Isn't that crazy that like you've been listening to them for years before making a podcast was like even a thought in your mind?
Yeah.
And they set our podcast on there.
I know. And Paige has been so nice to us. Like, I remember the first day we made our Instagram, she followed us, and I was like, oh, I fucking got it.
Oh, it's so fucking cool.
And Todd followed us too, which was very cool.
And he's been like talking to us too, and like, that's super fucking cool.
Yeah, he like gave us a heads up that they were going to be mentioning us in the podcast.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
That was so cool.
Super nice.
We were all hella giddy in it. Like, hella in our group chat.
I know. So if you are listening to us because you heard the shout out on Romancing the Pod, thank you.
Thanks for being
here.
We
appreciate you. Okay. So today's book is Not So Kind Regards by Cleo Evans.
Ooh, I've been waiting for this one.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this one.
I am so fucking excited.
What did you rate this one on Goodreads, Shelby?
I rated it a 4.
A 4?
Yeah. I was like texting Charlotte and I was like, I'm 5 pages in and it's already spicy.
Ooh.
I think I gave it a 3-star. I did like it. I don't know why I gave it a 3-star, but it is absolutely,
I was gonna say, like, why?
Off the wall insane. I think I would give it like a 3.5.
That's fair.
Maybe our rating systems are different.
Yeah, that's true.
I think so.
Also, yeah. Like, is this a like minimal plot kind of book?
Yeah, very much so.
But I was looking on Goodreads. Is it a series?
Yeah, so it's the Warts and Claws series. This is the first one. I haven't read any of the other ones.
Okay.
But there are other ones.
Yeah, I would say the plot is like, it definitely continues into the other books. There's like a small storyline. I would say like maybe 10%. Plot,
okay.
And then like,
and there is a cliffhanger.
There is a cliffhanger.
Oh,
so if you're invested, I don't know.
I guess maybe you'll
be like really into the plot. But I said that this reminded me of The Office, but everyone's a monster and fucking each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the dynamic, the relationship dynamic in this book is definitely a lot different than any of the other books we've covered.
Hmm. Very different.
I'm so excited for this one.
So I wanted to start this one by explaining what the Omegaverse is, because this is our first Omegaverse book.
Okay.
So within the Omegaverse, there are characters that are characterized as alphas, betas, and omegas. Betas are like less frequent and less important, so I'm not really going to explain them. But alphas are the highest ranking in the hierarchy, and whether male, female, or any other gender, are typically characterized by dominance and aggression, no matter matter their gender, alphas can impregnate others but cannot be impregnated themselves.
Okay.
And then omegas are the lowest in the hierarchy and can be impregnated regardless of gender. They're typically characterized as submissive to alphas and in many stories have little to no agency in alpha-omega relationships.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I think there is a beta in this story, I would say, because he's like submissive to one and dominant over the other. So I would say that he's a beta.
Okay.
So beta's just in the middle of alpha and omega. But I figured I would start that out because this is our first Omegaverse book.
Mm-hmm. And it mentions it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
All right.
My quote for you, Riley, is, "I was her plaything, her toy, boss or not, outside of the office, she dominated me."
Oh, okay.
And mine is, "I liked the way he looked. Submissive and breedable. Watching him fuck Kaylin made my blood burn."
All right.
So we're going to start off in our female main character's POV. Her name is Inferna, like Inferno, but with an A.
I love it.
Yeah. She just got into the office and she's pissed and says, "Where the fuck is my coffee?" She calls her receptionist, Anne, to tell her that she thought her coffee was supposed to be there already. And then we learn that Anne is Medusa's granddaughter. So they're all monsters.
Okay.
Anne tells her that the witches at Warts Incorporated took the coffee maker out of her office that morning. And then we learn that the office is split between witches and monsters, and they don't get along. They're on different floors, so they're two separate companies.
Okay.
There's Warts Incorporated, and there's Claws Incorporated.
And Warts Incorporated is the witches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Inferna is the boss of the monsters at Claws Incorporated.
Gotcha.
And what their company does is they do social media and specialize in filters developed specially for monsters, and the filters will hide your big bad teeth, your scales, your horns, in order to help the monsters get acclimated to the human world. So it kind of seems like the monsters and witches are kind of like newly integrating in with the humans.
Yeah, I agree.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they don't go into detail about like how this happened in this particular book. I don't know if they do in any of the other ones, but that's the impression that I get. Since they were the only two supernatural offices in the city, they were forced to merge despite not getting along. So she busts out of her office, planning to go get her coffee maker back, when Poppins, a griffin shifter, asks her what the witches did today. She tells the office that the witches took her coffee maker, and one of the wolf boys asks if she needs backup. So they all just like hate the witches, and they're like, "You want us to fuck them up? We'll go with you.
We'll fucking eat them."
So there's tension. There's tension.
A lot of tension.
And Inferna says no, she can handle a couple of witches. As she's in the elevator on her way to the witches' floor, she thinks about how her dads would be proud that she's gonna go beat some witch ass. That's when we learn that Inferna has two dads. One of them was an incubus and the other was a human. And she looks more like her incubus parent than a human.
Okay.
I think incubus and succubus are pretty interchangeable.
Yeah. Incubus is male and then succubus is female.
Oh.
Yeah. I had to Google that.
The more you know.
But she has two dads?
Yeah.
Because remember in the Omegaverse, if you're alpha, no matter your gender.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay. Okay.
She gets to the floor where the witches work and walks right past the receptionist, who tells her she can't just walk in. She says, "It seems like my legs are working just fine, Sally, but maybe you should sit back down before I turn you into my office pet."
Yeah, Sally.
Sally looks pissed, but Inferna can also see there's a hint of lust because Inferna is a succubus. She has a lot of sexual power over humans and even witches.
Oh.
So everyone just thinks she's like hella hot
as
all
fuck
the time. She thinks to herself how even though Sally is happily married with three kids, she could probably still get her to lick the bottom of her Pradas if Inferna told her to.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Get it, bitch.
So she bursts into Mr. Snake Root's office and immediately sees him fucking one of his employees over his desk.
Like you do.
She walks across the office, smiling at how flustered the employee is that she just walked in, and she pours herself a cup of coffee into his witches get bitches coffee mug. He tells her that she needs to leave, and she says no before pulling up a chair and sitting down to watch them. And she observes the witch employee and notices that despite his glamour that makes him look like a pretty golden man, he looks like a little monster underneath. She takes a sip of her coffee and tells them not to stop on her account. She'd hate to get between him and his new client, or maybe she'd like to be there. He's kind of cute.
Oh.
The little witch screams, "Stop, let me up, Arthur. We aren't supposed to get caught. We had spells up." And Inferna notices that she walked through a ward and right into the room without even noticing. So they had some sort of like spell up to try and keep people out, but it didn't even work on her. It didn't even faze her.
Damn.
This is.
Mr. Snake Root pulls out of the little witch and pulls his pants up. She continues to sit and drink her coffee, and the employee puts on his glasses, straightens himself out, and runs out of the office. Mr. Snake Root asks her what the fuck she wants.
Sorry, did you say pulls out of the little witch?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay.
She says, "I studied him, really studied him. He was handsome, his dark hair cut nice, his shoulders broad, his skin tan. He had a neatly trimmed beard, the kind I like to play with. He had an air of power about him and a snobby aura of a witch." That's our Mr. Snake Root description. And she tells him that Anne told her that he stole the coffee pot right out of her office. She says, "I didn't bother trying to hide my sharp teeth. I didn't fight the dark parts of me, the one that very much wished I could feed off both him and the little scared blonde who'd run for the hills, the cute little blonde. I felt my body hum for a moment, but I tried to ignore it. The way that little witch's eyes had widened had been way too fucking cute. I was way too hungry to be around this right now, but still." So Mr. Snake Root tells her that she's being unprofessional, and Inferna tells him that it's unprofessional for him to be fucking an employee and have a coffee cup in his office that says witches get bitches, and she threatens to call HR on him.
Yup.
He tells her that if he wanted to, he could fry her up right now and eat her. And she says, "And I could step on your puny cock and fuck you with my tail."
We love a girl boss.
She is the definition of a girl boss.
She really is.
And she notices that she can smell arousal on him.
He's like, "Why don't you fuck me with it then?"
Prove it. They argue back and forth a bit when Inferna tells him that she'd hate to see him stapled to the fucking wall with a demon cock down his throat. And
she's aggressive.
She is, yeah. Damn.
His attitude shifts to oddly charming, and he introduces himself and says they got off on the wrong foot. And he apologizes and said that he thought she had a second coffee pot in her office. She notices him shamelessly checking her out, like looking her up and down. At this point, he asks her if she's a succubus, and she says yes. And he tells her to take her coffee maker and leave without seducing his entire office. So she checks him out in return and notices that he's still painfully hard, and the tip of his cock is poking through his zipper. Which is, like, very embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very embarrassing.
She tells him to zip up his fly, and he's embarrassed and is like, "Oh, shit," and, like, zips it up real quick. But how would you not notice that your little weenie's poking out?
I don't know.
She grabs the coffee maker, and she leaves. As she leaves, he asks if he can at least get a cup of coffee, and she says, "You can finish mine. Good boys take whatever they can get." She walks back into her office with the coffee maker, and all of her employees cheer when she walks back in.
They're like, "Thank you.
You're the best, Inferna." And now we get Art's POV, and that's Mr. Snake Root.
Okay.
So his name is Arthur, but he goes by Art.
Quirky.
He's pissed off because he can hear the Claw's office cheering through the walls. He's still hard and needy because he hasn't finished fucking Kaylin. And to top it off, he hadn't even gotten a cup of coffee. He sees the cup with Inferna's lipstick on it and thinks that a part of him wants to lick it off.
Oh my god. What a horny little man.
He says, "That woman was trouble, a goddess of sin, a walking, talking, breathing version of sex. I'd been so mad once I'd seen her waltz in like she owned me, but there was a small part of me that enjoyed that. A very small part of me wanted to find out what her tail could do to me."
Oh!
He's kind of into it.
Yeah, he is. He's a little freak.
You have no idea.
Yeah, he really does.
I'm not ready, I feel like.
His receptionist knocks on the door and walks in, and he has to hide his erection under his desk. His receptionist tells him that the tarot deck had bad omens this morning and says she feels the need to warn him about the succubus. He says, "Thanks, Sally," and tells her to send Kaylin back in. He's in a bad mood and thinking about how he shouldn't have been fucking Kaylin in his office to begin with because things are already complicated in the relationship and they're both hiding feelings that they're both starting to develop for each other. Kaylin walks in and shuts the door behind him, and Art is mad that Kaylin ran out of the room like a little bitch. And also that he had gotten so much harder with Inferno watching them fuck. And he asks Kaylin if his cock isn't enough for him. And Kaylin sits down and asks him what the fuck he's talking about. And Art says, looking at him while he had a glamour on, he looked like a pretty blonde businessman. One that was sleek and charming, smart and driven. His brown turtle glasses were sharp, magnifying the gold of his eyes. He primarily wore pastel blues and khaki, his choice in clothing always pushing into more business than casual.
So he sounds like a real goody boy.
Yeah, he does.
Art tells Kaylin that he could see that he got hard while Inferno was watching them. Kaylin snorted. I'd be a fucking liar if I didn't admit to wanting her. I don't hold the same hate most of you have for monsters. I've been with monsters in bed, Art, and they're fucking good. Especially when they have a tail or horns or... I wonder what her pussy would... Kaylin, I snarled, glaring at him. What if her pussy is monstrous? Kaylin, I swear to the gods that I will boil you both alive. You can punish me in other ways, you know, he chuckled. My cock pulsed, his tone alone making me hard. We didn't finish what we started, and now I only have 15 minutes before one of my meetings and succubus lipstick-stained coffee. Also, I don't want to hear another thing out of your mouth about her. The Claw's office is our enemy. Kaylin arched a golden eyebrow. I'm here to take notes, aren't I? I can take them from under your desk.
Oh, dirty, dirty.
Yeah.
Art tells Kaylin to focus. He can't put his finger on it, but something is absolutely irresistible about Kaylin right now. Kaylin flicks his fingers and the office doors lock and a sound barrier is placed around Art's office and Kaylin lets his glamour down.
So they even wear like the glamour in the office?
I think just Kaylin does.
Yeah, I think it's like a personal choice of his.
Yeah, but everyone else is like pretty chill about just... letting it all hang out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Art says, without the cloak of a golden businessman, he had deep emerald skin with shimmering flecks. His hair was a deep black and his teeth sharpened, just like that bossy succubus. I liked the feeling of those teeth scraping over my ridged cock as he sucked me. What I enjoyed most was the way his body glimmered when he used magic in his true form. He was beautiful, stunning, and I really needed to finish fucking him before I lost my goddamn mind.
Oh my god, his sharp teeth on your peenie?
His ridged peenie.
Yeah. Oh, another ridge. We got some more ridges in this one.
Art tells Kaylin to get on his knees because he's gonna fuck his throat and make him swallow every drop.
Oh my god.
Or you're fired. Suck my dick.
Art pushes his chair back and Kaylin gets on his knees. Art asks him what the safe word is. He says red, boss, but if he can't speak, he'll hold up three fingers.
Okay.
Art tells him that nobody will be interrupting him this time, and Kaylin says he kind of wants her to. Art says, let my cock free, Kaylin, and I might let you swallow. And Kaylin drags the tip of his claws up Art's thighs. Art can't stop thinking about the smirk on Inferno's face while she sat and watched them fuck. Kaylin unbuttons Art's pants and pulls his dick out.
Oh my god.
He's about to suck his wiener when it was in his booty?
Yeah.
I just thought of that.
Oh.
Ass to mouth.
Yeah, that's true. That's a thing.
Ugh. It's just a little ass to mouth. I mean, I feel like that's... very mild compared to what happens later on.
Yeah, it is. I'm just thinking very unsanitary.
Maybe he... Well, no, he probably didn't rinse it off.
No, he'd have time.
I mean, it's his own booty.
True, but what if there's poop on there?
It is his own booty. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure they eat ass.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
True. Okay, you're right, you're right.
Ass to mouth, ass to mouth.
We get a description of Art's penis.
I'm scared.
My cock was bright blue with veins of orange and ridges down the shaft. My cum could make my partner's body tingle all day if I wanted, and I most certainly would with Kaylin. We've been doing this for over a month now, and fuck it. I wanted to fucking breed his throat raw, and I wanted... and then I wanted... him to remember me all day, every swallow a reminder that he was mine.
Riley's face when you were reading that?
Oh my god, just...
What are your thoughts?
I wanted to fucking breed his throat raw. What?
No one's ever said that to you?
No! Hey, bitch, I want to fucking breed your throat.
Also, he has Broncos colors yeah. on his dick.
Yeah, those... I'm just picturing, like, very vibrant oranges and blues.
Yeah.
And that's something. That's a cock if I've ever seen one.
Sure enough. Art moans Kalen's name as his dick hits the back of his throat. Art makes sure that Kalen isn't using his signal as he begins to fuck his face roughly. Their magic swirls together as it intensifies, and Art comes ropes of hot semen down Kalen's throat. And Art tells Kalen that he's a good boy. Kalen tells him that his whole body is tingling, and Art says good as he leans down to kiss him, tasting both their magic and his own cum.
Delicious.
They both get presentable and go back to his desk to begin a work meeting over webcam. He's pissed off when he sees that Inferna is in the meeting as well. And Alex, the head of Warts Incorporated, introduces them to the head of the company known as Claws Incorporated. He makes a formal announcement that the two companies will be doing a merger, and everyone is fucking pissed. They're informed that Inferna and Arthur's offices are going to merge completely and move to the same floor starting immediately. Inferna tries to argue, but she's told it's non-negotiable. Alex tells them to reach out to either him or Claude, the head of Claws Incorporated, with any concerns, and tells them all to have a fantastic Monday.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Also, oh my God, what a turn of events.
Oh yeah, the plot thickens. We get to Kalen's POV. It's lunchtime in the office, and he's in the elevator, ready to go to a cafe to get some food. Instead of the elevator going down, it starts going up, and the door slides open, and none other than Inferna gets in the elevator with him.
Ooh.
She stared at me for a moment, raising a dark brow. Her crimson skin was smooth, and she smelled like heaven. Her black eyes glinted with a hint of mischief, and she stepped into the elevator, turning around to face the door. My eyes slid down to her ass, to her tail. Her tail had a heart-shaped tip, and then every few inches, there were knots.
Okay.
She sounds like a little devil girl.
Yeah, a little spicy monster.
She asks him if he's still scared of her or if he's upset about that morning, and he says no to both, but his dick is hard.
Okay.
She looks right down at it. And they both realize the elevator isn't moving and the door is closed. They're stuck.
Oh, no.
We were looking at each other now. Her hair was very dark brown and fell in soft curls, her black horns stretching above her head. She was taller than me in her heels, a solid 6'5" of sexy monster boss energy.
She's a tall bitch.
Yeah, we love a tall boss bitch.
She asks his name since they're trapped together for a while, and he says Kalen. And Kalen starts to wonder how it's possible for him to be just as attracted to Inferna as he is to Art. She tells him that she can smell his need and that she can smell Art on him too. He says he doesn't know why he's so horny, and she tells him that's because she's a succubus, and he says, no, this is different.
So the succubus just like give
everyone's
off.
Everyone's just like, I want to fuck that.
Yeah, that's how they feed apparently, is they feed off like people's sexual like proudness. So like they have to like fuck them to actually like gain any energy, I guess, is what I've read.
Damn. So everyone just sees her and they're like, yeah, I'm fixing to fuck you. Uh-huh. Here we are,
and
Paul Rudd.
She's like, okay.
Hey, Paul Rudd.
And she's just like, yep.
Yep.
I know you want to fuck me.
Just another Monday in the office. Kalen says it was different. There was something magnetic about her. Ever since she had broken into Art's office while his cock was buried inside of me, I'd been unable to stop thinking about her. And that's when Inferna tells him that maybe he's going into heat, and he says, no, that's impossible. She pushes him against the elevator wall, and he makes a noise and is completely hard with his dick pressed against her. She puts her hands on both sides of his head and leans down and says, sorry, this will be the easiest way for me to find out, and kisses him. His glamour falls and he moans and leans into her. He throws his arms around her neck as she presses her knee against his dick, and she stops kissing him, and then he starts trailing kisses down her neck. She tells him that they're in trouble, and he asks what's happening to him, and she asks if witches have omegas. He says sometimes, and she murmurs to herself, a little witchling omega. Interesting.
Mm.
The elevator starts to move, and she tells him to come to her office at 6 p.m. He'll need to brush his teeth beforehand so she can't taste Art's cum. And he agrees.
Okay.
She tells him that he is to call her mistress in private. Before she walks out of the elevator at her floor, she tells him that he might want to put a spell up to clean the pre-cum spot off his pants, and that he smells like a little Omega, and that every monster is going to want to fuck him when he smells like that. He says, yes, mistress, and she calls him a good boy as she walks out.
Oh, he's just everyone's little good boy.
He is. He really is.
He says, I was hungry now, but for something very, very different from when I had initially stepped foot in the elevator. How the hell was I supposed to eat lunch when I wanted to eat Inferna's pussy?
Oh my God. All I have is a fucking sandwich and I wanted her puss.
Between Inferna and Art, I was a fucking goner today. My head wasn't clear and I couldn't think of anything except both of them fucking me. Both of them taking me. Do you like it so far?
I do.
He goes and picks his lunch up from the cafe and thinks about whether he should tell Art about going to see Inferna after work.
I took a bite of my sandwich and regretfully could barely taste it now that all I could think about was Inferna and Art. My blood was still humming from swallowing his cum, too. The magic of it settling in. It was making me feel like I was running a fucking fever. All I could think about was being tag-teamed by these two, trading tail for cock over and over again until I couldn't cum anymore. As much as I loved being dominated by Art, I wanted to see just how submissive he'd be beneath Inferna. Trading tail for cock.
So obviously Caitlin is submissive and he loves it. He finishes his lunch and walks back to the office. He decides not to tell Art because he doesn't think Art actually wants him. Like, he thinks he's just a booty call.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like that.
Yeah.
On the elevator, he zones out thinking about letting Inferna fuck him before he notices two strangers on the elevator telling him to push a button so they can move. The rest of the day is going to be torture for him. We switch to Inferna's POV. She was unsuccessful after calling her uncle Dell to put a hit out on the CEO of Warts Incorporated. And she thinks to herself that somehow she knows that Kaylin is hers. She breaks the news to everyone on her floor about the merger and they're all pissed and they start raging. She tells them all to shut the fuck up and that tomorrow they all have to work together and we'll be treating everyone with respect. It's almost 6 p.m. and she tells everyone to go home for the day. Everyone but Poppins leaves and he tells her that she smells like she devoured someone and she says she did and he needs to leave because she's meeting someone. He gets upset that she won't give him any details but she tells him that she'll tell him over Friday drinks but not before and tells him to get out. Kaylin gets to her office right on time and she notices when their gazes meet, she feels lust and desire. He lets his glamour fall and even though his skin is emerald, she can see his face is flushed and thinks, fuck, he smells like sin.
Ooh.
He tells her that Art's gonna be pissed off and she asks if they're exclusive. Kaylin says no, he doesn't think that either of them want just one partner. She suggests that he talks to Art if he's going to be anxious about it. She says, I'm a bit classier than that. I was going to make you come and then steal you off for dinner. Oh, he says, his eyes widening. Fuck, I haven't come today. Aw, I purred, leaning down to brush my lips over his forehead. My little witchling is thirsty, hmm? Yes, mistress, he huffed.
Oh my God.
She can smell him and he's definitely in heat. And she thinks that he may be her mate. She says, sweet boy, what would you like right now? And they hear a voice behind them saying he needs both of us. And it's Art.
Oh. He knew.
You fucking knew.
You knew. You fucking knew. I forgot about that sound.
Yeah, you're welcome. She asks Art what the fuck he wants, but Art ignores her and tells Kaylin that he sensed Inferna on him after lunch and followed him after work. He says, I found you in the arms of our fucking corporate enemy. This is espionage.
That's dramatic.
A little bit.
So dramatic.
Inferna laughs. Kaylin tells Art that Inferna isn't their enemy and that he told him earlier that he liked it when she watched them. Inferna tells Art that she thinks Kaylin is in heat and Art tells her that it's very rare, but Inferna says she can smell it and that he's going to need to be cared for. She tells Art that Kaylin is hers and they start to like physically get into a little tussle.
Oh my god.
As it intensifies, Kaylin gets between them and is begging them to stop. "I don't know what's happening," Kaylin groaned. "You," I said, looking down at him, "are about to be in a fucking heat that will only be broken by sex, and naturally, being a succubus, it is affecting me greatly, not to mention that Mr. Snake Up His Ass is obviously feeling the same effects that I am, despite not being able to smell your scent like I can. At this point, call me Art," he growled, glaring. "Art," I snipped. "Arthur. The bane of my fucking existence since 8 this morning. What happened to the suave man that composed himself earlier?" "He went home early," Art snarked. "Give me Kaylin. I will take care of him." "Absolutely not," I sneered. "He is mine. I will take him to my home and fuck him until his heat breaks and then figure out everything else after. He belongs to me."
Okay. They're literally fighting him over him like he's a toy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
their toy. I need to fuck him. Art and Inferna start to argue again, and Kaylin cries that he wants both of them.
"I want to be fucked by both of you."
They're caught off guard by this and look over to see the outline of Kaylin's hard dick in his pants. There's a scent coming off of him that makes even Art groan. Art and Inferna both calm down after seeing how needy and vulnerable Kaylin looks right now. Art apologizes and said, "I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were in heat."
God damn it.
Kaylin says he's never been in heat before and didn't feel anything until this morning, but it's gotten worse and worse throughout the date. Art asks if Inferna set it off, and she says it might have been from Art's cum. Apparently, it was the first time that Art had cum in his mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. Kaylin says he doesn't know what he's going to do, and Inferna decides to bring both of them back to her apartment so they can both take care of him. Art says he can transport them to her apartment if she gives him the location and a strand of her hair. She says fine and does what he needs her to do. Art opens a little portal, and they all land in her apartment. Then we switch to Art's POV. "The three of us landed in Inferna's apartment, and it wasn't what I had expected. I had expected sleek lines and dark furniture, modern and cold. Instead, her apartment looked like someone had let a paint palette explode. It was pleasant in a way. Homey. Maybe I was misjudging her."
Yeah, maybe.
Kaylin groans and presses his ass against Art's hard cock, and Art grabs him by the hips. Inferna wraps her tail around Kaylin and leans down to kiss him. Fuck. Fuck. She devoured him. She was the sexiest monster I'd ever met in my life, and watching her kiss him, her black nails gripping his hair and pulling his head back, her black eyes met mine, and I felt the urge to succumb, to do whatever the hell she wanted me to do. I liked dominating. I liked being in control. But, dot, dot, dot.
He says, "You can take control of me."
Inferna stops kissing Kaylin and tells them both that they need to talk about boundaries before they begin. Kaylin tells her that his safe word is red and that if he can't speak, he holds up three fingers. And she nods. She asks Art what his safe word is, and he says he doesn't need one. And she says then he can just sit and watch because she won't play with him if he won't be safe, and she's not going to let him touch Kaylin either. And Art's like, fine, we'll use the red, yellow, green system.
Okay.
She says, excellent. I'm going to eat the two of you up. She tells Art that she knows he's used to being dominant, but in her space, she's in charge and they will obey her. I'll still let you fuck him how you want, Inferna said, but it does mean that if I tell you to wait to come and you disobey, that you will be punished.
Yeah.
Art thinks that he's always the one in control and it might be nice to give in for a while, so he agrees but tells her that he still doesn't like her, and she says, likewise. Kaylin starts to beg them to begin, and Inferna asks them if they're both going to be good boys, and they both say yes. Her tail brushes over the front of Art's pants, and he groans, tilting his head back. She tells them to strip each other, and Kaylin says, yes, mistress. Art says, yes, mistress, and he's surprised how good it feels to call her that. And she calls him a good little switch.
Oh.
Kaylin drops his glamour and Art is thinking about how beautiful he looks in this form. They start to kiss and Art thinks about how he doesn't kiss Kaylin enough and wishes he could have done things differently with him. Kaylin undresses Art and realizes he's never seen Kaylin naked before and says, you're hot. Hot in mine. fuck, I can't believe I never took you home. He takes off Kaylin's pants and his dick springs free.
Boing.
Kaylin moaned as I leaned against him, unbuckling his pants and sliding them along with his boxers to the floor. His cock sprang free, hard and aching with need. It was dark green and covered with scales just like the rest of his body, dark ridges pulsing with his magic. My magic primarily came out bright blue while his was golden. Every time he did a spell or used his magic, I'd see the little wisps and sparkles of gold. That same magic could turn inward, enhancing one's body during sex in fun ways. For him, it meant that he would come a lot. I planned on licking up every single drop.
He has a scaly penis?
Yeah.
Yep. Scaly ridged.
Scaly and ridged. What a sight. What
and
a
green.
Sight.
And green.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait until you find out about Inferna's vagina.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Okay, so he swipes pre-cum off of him with his thumb and offers it to Inferna as a truce. She accepts while sucking it off his thumb. Kaylin rips off Art's clothes and Inferna starts to kiss Art's neck while Kaylin starts to give him a hand job.
I groaned, tipping my head back. You make such good noises, Inferna praised. I want you to suck Kaylin's cock. I think he deserves the attention, don't you? Yes, I rasped, an involuntary groan leaving me as she nipped my neck. Suck our Omega's cock. Suck our Omega's cock, witch. Yes, mistress, I said. I focused on Kaylin's cock and leaned forward, swirling my tongue over the tip. He groaned, his hips thrusting a little. He was so needy, his skin hot to the touch. All I wanted to do right now was make him come over and over again until he couldn't stop. Inferna gave my head a light shove, and I groaned as I swallowed his shaft, taking him down my throat. I began to suck him, moving my head back and forth as I drove him wild. Fuck, he cried, making little noises as he began to fuck my throat harder. Fuck, I can't get enough. I need you, he moaned. You have him, witchling, Inferna hummed. He's sucking your cock so well, she whispered. Serving you like you deserve. Do you like how his mouth feels on your hard cock? Yes, mistress, he moaned. I love it. It feels so good, he panted. Good boy, she whispered. He's such a good little slut sucking your cock. Fuck. I closed my eyes for a moment, reveling in her calling me a slut. I liked the way it made me feel, enjoying just how fucking wild it was driving me already. She leaned down, her lips brushing across my ear. I can smell your arousal. Can taste just how fucking hard you are right now. Your scent changes when I say something you like, she chuckled. And I now know you like being called a slut. Isn't that right? I drew back from Kaylin's cock for a moment, panting. Yes, fucking hell, you drive me crazy. She reached around and gripped my jaw, pushing my head forward so that I wouldn't keep sucking Kaylin's cock. I grunted as he hit the back of my throat, helpless between the two of them. I didn't tell you to stop, she purred. I want to hear you choke on him, Art. I want you to drink his cum like it's the last thing you'll ever taste. I groaned, my cock pulsing against my thigh. Inferna knelt behind me as Kaylin continued to fuck me, his movements becoming wilder and wilder. I was driving him crazy, dragging him straight to the edge of pleasure. I wanted to please him. I wanted to make him come. He was mine, and his heat, this feeling, the tip of Inferna's tail brushed over my skin, dragging lightly as it came around to my cock. I moaned, my vision blurring for a second as a fierce wave hit me. What Kaylin had said earlier rang true. This was different. Kaylin gripped my hair now, and I felt him, how close he was to the edge. I wanted to feel him more, though, craving a bond much deeper and much more serious than anything I'd ever made with anyone. The spell was at the front of my mind now, but I chased it away, opening my eyes just as Kaylin lost himself completely. He cried out, his muscles tensing as he started to come. The taste of him filled my mouth and I swallowed, savoring everything. Inferna's hand reached around me now, pumping my shaft as I kept swallowing Kaylin's seed. I groaned as he pulled free, noting that he was still hard and dripping. Kaylin, I groaned. Fuck, you're still dripping. He will be until we break the heat, Inferna said. It could take days. Days? Kaylin and I both rasped. Indeed. We'll figure it out. Kaylin, go to the couch and bend over. I want you to wait while I play with Art, Inferna commanded. Oh my god! God.
Kaylin says, okay, and he goes over to the couch and bends over. Art admires his ass and his still hard dick waiting to be stroked all over again. Inferna grabs Art by the jaw and says, I want you to remember that you obey me. Do you understand? He says, yes, mistress, I swear I will listen to you. She tells him that even if Kaylin is begging him to stop, he is not to stop unless she says to. And that if she tells him to fill Kaylin up with cum, he will listen. He says, yes, mistress. And she tells him that he's a good little slut.
Good little slut.
Art says, please let me fuck him. My cock is aching for him. But she says, not yet. She's going to play with him first. She says he's going to sit and watch and he's not allowed to touch himself. He says, yes, mistress. And she says, good boy. Now you can watch how your mistress makes our little witchling come. Then we switch to Kaylin's POV. Inferna walks up behind him as he's bending over the couch, and he begins to take her clothes off. He says to himself that he might just come from watching her strip.
Fuck, my cock started to pulse and I gasped as cum spurted out, landing on her couch. Oh God, I'm sorry, I rasped. Don't be sorry, she purred. We have someone who can lick it up. Don't be sorry again for coming.
Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry. I have a person that his only job is to lick up cum.
Inferna has wings, black leather-like smooth wings. Kaylin admires how beautiful she is, and he looks over to Art, who is kneeling and staring at both of them. His dick is hard, rock hard.
My cock jerked, my moan filling the room. I wanted her to breed and fuck me. Bite me and use me. Please, I rasp. Maybe I'll make Art come on my tail and then fuck you with it so that it's like I came inside you. Mistress, I moaned. I'm not worthy of you. She chuckled, the tip brushing over my ass. I gasped, feeling how wet I was. She hummed. You're slick like a little bitch in heat. That's so cute. The tip of her tail slowly pushing into me, and I gasped, digging my fingers into her couch cushion. Oh, she chuckled. Art, she said, patting her thigh like she was a dog. Crawl to me and then lick up the mess he's making. I heard his breath hitch, followed by him obeying. He never let others take over. He never let himself be submissive, but he still crawled. He still submitted to our succubus mistress. Her tail pushed in further and I cried out, my head falling forward. I pressed my forehead against my forearms, giving her an even better angle to drive her tail inside of me. I felt Art close now and looked down, watching him lick up my drops of cum. Good boys, Inferna chimed. So good. Lick up everything, she commanded. I felt his tongue swipe over my thighs, licking up any drops he could find. I cried out again as the head of her tail finally fit inside me, stretching me wider than I ever had been before. Fuck, this was torture. Heaven and hell, sin and pleasure. I felt his tongue swipe around my ass, pausing to lick her tail too. Inferna and I both made noises, and it dawned on me how sensitive her tail was. Inferna's tail pulled free before plunging back deep inside of me. I yelped, the feeling of being taken making my entire body react. She began to fuck me, thrusting it inside of me over and over again. All the while, Art continued to lap everything up. He groaned, desperate for more, desperate for relief. Mistress, Art whined, can I lick you too? You're wet. I looked back, groaning as I realized he was right. Our mistress was wet. I could see her essence glistening between her thighs. She lifted her leg, planting her foot on the cushion next to me and giving Art the perfect angle to play with her. Lick me then, you hungry little slut. She said. Her tail went deeper. And the two of us cried out together as Art leaned forward, devouring her. She let out a soft breath, her head tipping back with a moan. I like how your tongue feels, dripping with magic, and his cum, and me. Inferna growled, you can use your magic if you want. Art groaned, and I felt the little zap in the air, followed by her cry, followed by my own. I was lost in the two of them, listening to the sounds of pleasure. Her tail continued to fuck me, and I felt so close to coming, and my breaths getting shorter and shorter. Inferna yelled at the same moment I did, the two of us coming together. Her tail pulled free, and I collapsed forward, groaning. I was covered in cum and sweat and fuck. I'm still hard, I whimpered. Why was I still hard? This was torture. Poor little guy.
That was
something. Oh my God. God.
Inferna commands Art to take Kaylin to her bedroom. She tells him that the bedroom is down the hallway and that Kaylin will need to fuck one of them. I made a little noise, the idea of filling one of them up with my hot cum making me writhe. Art grunted, his grip on me tightening.
Oh my god.
She leads both of them to her room and she turns on the light as Art carries Kaylin to the bed. Art gives Kaylin a passionate kiss and Kaylin notices that he tastes like their mistress's cum. He's going crazy with need again and Inferna gets on the bed beside them with Art on one side and Kaylin in the middle.
Inferna swirled her forked tongue over one of my nipples. Forked?
Yeah. She's got forked tongue.
Oh, Jesus.
Just wait till you find out about her vagina. I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I really hope it lives up to my expectations. Inferna swirled her forked tongue over one of my nipples, making me cry out. She scraped her teeth over my skin while Art continued to kiss me, his hand sliding down to my cock. Cum dripped from the tip and he swirled his thumb over the top, breaking our mouths apart so he could lick it up. Art gripped my cock and my hips thrust forward as Inferna continued to torture me. I felt her tail trail up my leg and then wind around my thigh, pulling it away from my other. Both of them were working in tandem now. Part of me wondered if they had a telepathic link because for every nip of pain Inferna delivered, it was followed by a kiss from Art. I was theirs. I wanted to be theirs forever. Art groaned as I dragged my fingers down his dark hair. He slid down my body, his cock hard and ready. Ride him, witch. Inferna demanded, her voice sending a shiver down my spine. Art, ride me? My eyes widened as he straddled me, his skin gleaming with sweat and magic. His body glowed, his eyes brighter than lightning. His cock wasn't like a normal cock, and it wasn't very often that I got to really look at it. It was bright blue with a sloped head, the same one that always managed to send me over the edge. There were small ridges up the side, and then at the base, there was a knot. He'd never knotted me before, I realized. Fuck, I wanted him to knot me. God! Inferna hummed her approval. She turned and grabbed a bottle of lube from her side table. And they say witches are closer to humans than monsters. I think I disagree. I think witches are just as monstrous as we are, she said, pouring some of the lube into her hand. She reached out and rubbed some on my cock and then his ass, getting us both ready. Once she was satisfied, we were both ready. She touched his cock. She gripped the base, stroking his vibrant knot. This will be perfect to lock you into our witchling. And then once he fucks you and you fuck him, it will be my turn, Art groaned, his head tipping back, his lips parted, his jaw stiffening as he made little noises at her touch. His muscles rippled as he reached back, parting his ass as he slowly began to lower. I'm just picturing him with like both his hands, like, okay.
Spread.
You can put it in now. Art groaned, his head tipping back, his lips parted, his jaw stiffening as he made little noises at her touch. His muscles ripped as he reached back, parting his ass as he slowly began to lower himself. He opened his eyes, our gazes locking right as the tip of my cock spread him. Fuck, fuck, that look. Art had never looked at me like this. Art, I whimpered. Fuck. Inferna began to stroke his cock as he slid himself further, taking my cock inch by inch. I gasped as pure heat stabbed me, rushing through my veins. I was desperate, I realized. Desperate to fuck him, to breed him, to fill him with my cum. Oh my god.
I know, it's getting intense.
Yeah. It's getting crazy.
So Kaylin is confused because he's always wanted to be the one getting fucked, and now he wants to be the one doing the fucking. Inferna tells him he's so cute and so desperate to fill Art. She tells him that she can taste his lust. Kaylin begs her to bite him, to mate him, just as Art fully seats himself on Kaylin's dick, and Kaylin begins to thrust into him. She says she'll mate him once he's crazed with heat.
My eyes teared up, my vision blurring as I gave another thrust. Art and I cried out together as I started to come, filling him up, feeling myself let go entirely. All of it was complete euphoric pleasure. Good boy, Inferna purred. Fuck him, Art. Art slowly slid off with a grunt, and before I had a moment to recover, I was rolled over onto my stomach. Art straddled me again, but this time I felt the tip of his cock already pushing inside of me. Art, I gasped. Fuck, please, please breed me. Fuck him, Art, Inferna growled, hard and fast. Yes, mistress, he gasped. He thrust forward, filling me completely with his ridged cock. I gasped, gripping the blankets beneath me as he pumped into me. I pressed my nose against the bed, breathing in Inferna's scent. This was heaven. It had to be. Inferna moved, and I lifted my head as she sat in front of me, parting her legs. Fuck. Her pussy was perfect and unlike anything I've seen before. Her clit was swollen with need, and I realized that her entrance was lined with teeth. Excuse me. I gasped. Art gave a hard thrust and I cried out, trying to process my thoughts. Inferna hummed. Don't worry. They won't hurt you. She chuckled. Don't worry, those teeth. Lick me while he breeds you, witchling. Make your mistress come. I was desperate to lick her while Art fucked me. She chuckled and moved forward, and I immediately started lapping at her clit. Her nails raked through my hair, and she gripped my head, shoving my mouth down. Don't be afraid, she teased. Fucking hell. Art grunted as he fucked me, and I found myself giving in, burying my tongue inside of her. The tips of the fangs were sharp, but it felt... fuck, it felt good. She tasted like heaven, and I didn't care if I breathed again. I needed to devour her. Fuck it, I'm nodding you, Art gasped. My whole body lit up with magic as he gave one final pump, his knot shoving inside of me. I withdrew my tongue from Inferna for a moment, crying out as he spread me. His knot pulsed inside of me, locking his body to mine. I felt his cum filling me, coming out in the hot spurts.
Your face?
He leaned down, his breath against my ear. Mine, he growled. Eat your mistress.
Mine.
Mine. Eat your mistress, he demanded, giving my head a shove. I buried my face against her pussy, sliding my tongue inside of her again. I felt the pinpricks of pain, but it was followed by wave after wave of pleasure. I groaned, feeling Art's knot swell even more. Between the two of them, I couldn't think about anything but how good everything felt. Art leaned forward, his face moving in with mine. Inferna gasped as he began to lick her clit while I thrust my tongue in and out of her. Mmm, she purred. Such good boys. I was determined to make her come. Art and I devoured her, and I felt his magic pick up, followed by Inferna's groan. She was getting closer, and I wanted to taste her. I needed to drink from her. Fuck, I'm so close, Inferna gasped. Art and I both took that as a cue to give her everything we had. The three of us groaned together as we fucked her with her tongues, and finally she let out a sharp cry. I felt her cum on my tongue, her muscles tightening around me as she flooded my mouth. I felt the teeth scrape against me and groaned, licking up every drop. I want a taste, Art groaned.
I want a taste.
Share. Give me some. I moved my mouth, allowing him to take my place. His knot pulsed hot inside of me as he lapped her, her pants making me hard all over again. Mmm, Inferna moaned. Now it's truly my turn. God damn. God damn. Also, her vagina has teeth?
Teeth. It does have teeth, yeah.
Ew. So cute and fun.
Just wait until you find out how she mates them.
Did she just... bang, bang, bang.
Kinda.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we're back in Inferna's POV. The first orgasm wasn't enough for her. She needs more. She wants to lock Kaylin's cock inside her just as Art did to him. Art was good in bed despite the fact that they hate each other, and he seemed to know exactly what she was thinking. Art wrapped his arms around Kaylin and rolls them over. Kaylin is on his back now and is shocked because his dick is still hard.
Oh, man.
She's kind of like... how many times has he come now?
A lot.
A lot. Like at least 6 times.
At least.
Yeah. A minimum.
He's still hard as a rock.
Also, so the knot, like a dog, essentially?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's actually pretty common in monster romances.
It is.
I don't know why. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Inferna gets off the bed and gets some wipes to clean him off. She tells them that they're messy boys and leans down to swirl her tongue over him. Kaylin starts to beg her, and she asks what he's begging for, even though she knows that he's begging her to mate him. She's torn because she wants to and is realizing how hard it's going to be not to fall for either of them. She takes Kaylin into her mouth as he leans against Art. She can feel Art watching him while she sucks Kaylin's dick.
Please, Kaylin whined again. Please, I want to feel you around me. T teeth and all? I asked, fighting off a little smirk. Yes, he rasped. I trust you. He was so sweet. He wanted this, to be touched and loved and wanted. I can take the weight, Art said. Fucking crush me for all I care. This is heaven. And my knot isn't going down. I grinned now, pleased. I rose and moved my leg over Kaylin and Art, straddling them. I felt the tip of Kaylin's cock against my entrance, and I felt the snap of possession. I wanted to mate him. I wanted to seal the bond and tie him to me forever. Whatever the consequences may be, fuck it. What would the consequences be? I began to lower myself, Kaylin's cock sliding inside me. We groaned together. He felt too fucking good. I'd been with plenty of partners, but this was different. Heat stabbed through me and I gasped, sinking down lower. Art surprised us by thrusting his hips up, thus thrusting Kaylin too. Wait a second. Is Kaylin still locked in with Art?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Art is under Kaylin. That's why he's like, fucking crush me, I don't care.
Oh.
Yeah, so Art's like laying on his back with his dick still in Kaylin, with Kaylin's like dick going centipede. Into
him. Oh my god. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
The two of us gasped as I took more of Kaylin's cock, followed by a deep chuckle from Art. You're stunning, Kaylin breathed, his eyes like little golden moons. He watched me with reverence, with devout appreciation. I could see my reflection there, and I was his monstrous goddess. My wings spread behind me as I started to ride his cock, enjoying the hitches in his breath as the teeth scraped over his shaft. He liked a little pain, I realized. I began to move up and down, the sound of our skin meeting filling my room. I kept my eyes on him, my teeth sharpening. I wanted to taste his blood. I was desperate for it. Fuck. Mate me, Kaylin pleaded. Please, please, Inferna. I want you. I don't care what happens, but I want you. Fuck, Art growled. Already, Kaylin? I hesitated, my pussy clenching around him. I was truly fighting myself now. All it would take was one bite, the teeth around my entrance clamping onto him, locking us into place, and he would be mine. Oh my god.
Yeah.
So what is it? So in order to like mate him, her teeth have to like bite it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little scary.
She tells him that they just met, and Kaylin says he doesn't care and begs her again. Art growls, and she realizes that Kaylin belongs to him too and wonders if Art belongs to her as well. She asks Kaylin if he's certain, and he says yes.
I scraped my teeth over his bottom lip and then kissed down his jaw to the pulse in his neck. He gasped as he felt my muscles tighten around his cock, the teeth scraping his skin. Oh, fuck, he breathed. Art groaned beneath us, and I spared him a glance before gripping Kaylin's head, turning it to the side, and sinking my teeth into his neck. Just as the teeth around my pussy sank into his cock, he screamed, but within seconds it turned into cries of pleasure. An orgasm crashed into both of us, and I felt his cum filling me, my own muscles spasming. So she did it.
Chomp.
She did it.
So she bit Kaylin with her vagina and her mouth?
And her mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess that's how you mate.
So does that mean, like, she's going to be with child? Or he's going to be with...
They're just, like, mated.
Oh, okay. So, like, they're partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're buddies now. Okay.
Fuck buddies.
Forever.
And Art, too.
Not yet.
Okay.
She can feel his blood course through her and feels his magic, his wants, his desires. They're mated. Kaylin swells inside her and they're locked, just like he was with Art. She looks down at him and he tells her that she's beautiful. She can feel his heat starting to calm down and tells him he did so good. He says, I'm yours. And she says, you are.
Oh, so sweet.
Romantic. We switch to Art's POV, and they're back at work. It's the first day of the merger, and Art is on his way to his new office. He left Inferna and Caleb at Inferna's place so he could leave to clear his head. He's unsure of how he feels, but really enjoyed what they did last night. He meets Poppins at the elevator, and after they make tense introductions, a vampire walks in. She's an HR representative. Her name is Alice, and she's here to help him transition with the merger. She asks Art where Inferna is, and he lies and says he doesn't know. She seems suspicious and starts to scribble some notes down. She tells him that she wants to discuss some things with him in his office, and he asks what she's taking notes on, and she says she's just jotting things down that she's noticing need to change. And she's just a bitch.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
Ew.
She says she'll be staying as long as is necessary to do paperwork and employee evaluations. She tells him that she's investigating a report that was made, but they'll need to wait for Inferna to get in to discuss it. He excuses himself to the restroom, and as he rounds the corner, he almost runs right into Inferna. And he grabs her shoulders and pulls her into the men's room. He warns her that HR is here, and she's like, then why the fuck would you pull me into the bathroom with you?
I mean, yeah.
She tells Art they just need to pretend to like each other, and then says she's taking a half day along with Kaylin because of his heat. They sneakily exit the bathroom and find Alice. Alice tells them that they need to discuss their new roles, and they're confused as Alice leads them into Art's new office. They all sit down, and Inferna asks Alice what's going on, and that this merger is turning into way more than they originally thought.
Truly.
Alice drew out several sheets of paper and then raised her head, looking at both of us with her crimson eyes. Warts and Claws is growing, but with growth, there comes change. We do not need two leaders in this office. We only need one. Essentially, we will be interviewing all employees about what they think of you. We will be cross-examining and looking for any red flags. If there is anything out of line, you will be promptly removed from your position.
Oh my God.
I need both of you to read through these contracts and to carefully look over the agreements in the behavior zone. Foul language, discussing personal lives, and having a relationship with your coworkers is forbidden.
And not Inferna. She would never. Not Art, no.
Never.
Art asks about the report she mentioned, and Alice tells her that there was an anonymous report made about some sexual misconduct, but will not elaborate.
Uh-oh. Yikers.
We switch to Kaylin's POV, and he's at his new desk trying to fight the urge to ask Inferna and Art to fuck him again. He's heavily glamored to hide his scent. His new desk mate, Laura, a pixie demon, tells him that he doesn't look so good and suggests he goes home. He starts to think about fucking again, and his scent breaks through the glamour. A manticore who sits next to them tells him that he can't work next to him if he's going to smell the way he does. Laura starts to complain that she doesn't want to work next to a male in heat. Just then, Inferna walks in to distract everyone in the office with her hotness.
Yeah.
She tells him through his mate bond to go hide in her office, so he does. So now that they're mated, she can, like, telepathically speak to him.
Okay. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He quickly shuts the door and lets his glamour fall. He's hard as a rock and can feel the mating bite around it aching.
It wasn't the fucking bite at my neck that had sealed my fate. It was the one from my mistress's pussy.
Art walks in and puts up a super strong ward on the office door, and Kaylin tells him that he's so hard and can't stop. Just then, Inferna walks right through the ward, and she says she sent everyone, including Alice, to lunch. Art says one of them is going to get fired, and Inferna says it's going to be you, you fucking moron. You got reported for fucking Kaylin. Kaylin gets on the desk, and Inferna swipes all the office supplies off of it.
Fuck his throat, Art. Inferna snapped, and make it quick. I can't go home early today because of that vampire, so we're gonna fuck him hard enough that he can survive till the end of the day. I moaned, gasping as my pants were yanked down and my cock sprang free. Art climbed onto the desk, straddling my chest. I opened my mouth to speak, but instead, Art shoved the head of his cock inside. I groaned, a muffled scream leaving me as I felt the cold gel of lube dripping onto my skin. So much lube.
You're always saying they're not using lube, and now they're using lube.
I know, but like, it's monsters. You wouldn't fucking think that they would be the ones using it.
They're the civilized ones.
Yeah, they really are. Truly. Inferno's tail rubbed it and then moved down to my ass. For a split second, I wondered where she got lube, and she answered with a chuckle, kept some in my pocket today just in case.
Keep She's that like, thing on me.
She was like, I knew I was gonna fuck you later. She shoved my legs back and I screamed as the two of them plunged into me at the same time, her hand wrapping around my cock. I choked, dragging in air through my nose as Art started to thrust in and out of my mouth. Good boy, Inferna purred. Such a good boy taking us like this. You've been so needy. I could smell you through your spells, just begging to be fucked by your mate. Art grunted, his hands planted on the desk above my head. Fuck, you feel good. You're both driving me crazy. Inferna's seductive chuckle had me moaning as she stroked my cock. Her tail fucked me in the same rhythm that Art took my throat, and I felt myself get closer and closer to the edge. Fuck, I needed to come. I wish it could be inside Inferna again, that I could be locked inside her sweet heat. I groaned as she pumped me, the tip of her fingernail pressing against the head of my cock. The little nip.
Ouch.
I know. I feel like that would hurt so fucking bad. Just like a little. The little nip of pain was enough to send me spiraling. Art gasped at the same time. I gave a muffled yelp, his cum spilling into my mouth while my cum shot out onto Inferna. I swallowed, tears leaking out of the corners of my eyes as Art pulled his cock free, sitting back on my chest. Inferna's tail pulled free and I melted against the desk, panting.
Oh my god.
Awesome. He just got spit roasted.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just picturing her fucking tail just like whoosh, whoosh, whipping in and out.
Her tail is versatile.
It really is.
He tells her that he feels better for now and Inferna tells him, good, go get cleaned up while she goes to work on a stronger spell. Then we switch to Inferno's POV. She's in a remote staff meeting led by Alice while some of the employees are being interviewed. She's having a hard time focusing with all the sexy stuff going on with Kaelin and Art.
I mean, yeah.
I liked the way he looked, submissive and breedable. Watching him fuck Kaelin had made my blood burn.
Uh-huh.
She and Art have added an extra desk to her office for him to work at. Alice came into their office after work and had taken the door off the hinges and hauled it to the dumpster. Alice called it an open door policy. She can feel Kaelin's heat intensifying through the mating bond despite Art creating a stronger spell to mask it. She just wants to be home to fuck him. Anne comes into the office and tells Inferna that Laura was interviewed by Alice and hasn't spoken to anyone since. She says something is wrong. Just then, Alice walks in and asks for Kaelin's file because when she went to go find it, it was missing. They tell her that they have no idea where it went, and Art tells her that it's HR's job to keep track of employee files, and Alice just turns around and leaves. Art and Inferna talk about how frustrating this whole merger is, and Inferna tells him to be at her apartment for dinner. She says it's a command. They need to have a meeting, and she's going to check in with one of her people. She gets up and walks out of the office to Poppin's desk. She tells him to keep an ear out for anything weird and report back to her. One of the witches next to him tells her that there's a Claws employee crying in the bathroom, so she goes to check on it. It's Laura Lee and another witch named Jemmy, and the other witch is in there comforting her. And Inferna asks if she's okay, and Laura says no, so Jemmy puts up an anti-listening spell so they can talk. She tells Inferna that Alice was questioning her about Inferna and Art. She was also asking about Omega Witches. Omega Witches are super rare, so Laura told her that she didn't even know that that was a thing that could happen. She tells Inferna that Alice is out to get her and Art, and she doesn't know why. Inferna tells her that she can come to her or Art if she needs anything and to keep a low profile. She walks out of the bathroom thinking about how she still hasn't seen Kaelin around. She runs into Art and asks if he's seen Kaelin, and he says that he thinks he might be in Alice's office and says that they should go crash the interview.
That won't be good for him.
We go to Art's POV. Him and Inferna barged into the office that Alice is using for interviews, and Alice has Kaelin strapped to a chair, unmoving, and there's also an aura around him that's making Art sick, and it's coming from a green crystal on her desk. And Alice is like, you guys are not supposed to be in here. So Inferna charges Alice and knocks the crystal away, and Art catches Kaelin's body before he hits the floor. Art lets Inferna know that Kaelin's okay. He's not good, but he's not bad. She tells Art to take Kaelin to her house and have dinner ready at 6:30. She'll take care of everything here at work. He quickly makes one of those portals and goes straight to her apartment, landing in her living room. But Art lands on top of Kaelin, cock to cock. And Kaelin's like, oh, okay. But Art's like, no, what the fuck happened? So Kaelin tells Art that she was trying to break into his mind using the crystal, and he tells Art that he can't remember what she was telling him, though, like the reason why she was doing it.
Yeah.
And then Kaelin starts to whine and thrust his hips upwards to find release, and he starts begging Art to fuck him.
Kaelin, I groaned, you fucking Omega. I'm trying to make sure you're okay. And I want you to boss me around, he breathed, giving another little thrust. I want you to use your belt on me. Make me ready for your mistress for when she gets home. Make me come all over myself. My breath hitched and I leaned back, straddling him. Kaelin was too cute for me to say no to.
Too cute.
So cute.
Too cute, little cutie.
Little cutie. On your knees, I growled. Kaelin's golden eyes widened and he rolled over, making a little pout with his lips. I held his gaze and slid my hands down to my belt slowly unclasping it. The metal clinked, sounding like a little bell as I undid it. You were just being practically tortured by a crazy HR vampire, I said, tossing my belt to the floor. And now all you can think about is my cock and me breeding you like a little slut. Yes, he gasped, his expression pleading. Yes, I need you. Fuck, I'm already so hard. You just want my knot. I chuckled, enjoying the way he bit his bottom lip as I let my pants go to the floor and my cock free. I couldn't be mad or frustrated when this little witchling was all mine. I thought about Inferna too. I would need to make sure he was all ready for her. I wanted to please her, to make her proud. Would she be proud if I left marks on his ass, or would she be mad? Open your mouth, I growled. He obeyed, tilting his head up and parting his sweet lips. I could see the outline of his cock in his pants, his skin gleaming beneath his button down. I loosened my tie around my neck, pulling it free and then stepping towards him. Hands above your head and wrists together, I demanded. I commanded and he obeyed. He lifted them over his head, his eyes now completely feasting on my throbbing cock. I ran the silk tie over his skin, enjoying every little noise he made. Such a good boy, I whispered, cupping his face. I slid my thumb into his open mouth, smirking. Yes, boss, he moaned, swirling his tongue over my skin. My breath hitched, my cock hardening even more. I loved it when he called me boss. Call me that again, I said. Boss, Kaylin rasped, giving my thumb a little bite. Do you want to be bred by your boss? I asked, pulling my hand free and giving his face a gentle slap. Yes, he groaned. Please, please breed me, boss. Boss.
Breed me, boss.
Yeah, boss.
Please breed me, boss. You want your boss to breed and not your omega ass, I growled. Please, he whispered. Please. I'm so fucking hard. How long am I going to stay like this? Until Inferna and I can make it stop, I growled. Your first heat and your hours. You're mine. I'm going to breed and knot your ass, and then I'm going to bathe you. Then we're going to cook dinner for our mistress so she doesn't burn the building down. But first, let go of your glamour, little witchling. I want to see you in your truest form. Please, Kaylin whispered. Let me suck your cock. I want to taste you. I ran my fingers to the back of his head, gripping his hair. I thrust my hips forward, my cock slipping between his lips. He grunted, his hand still lying in his lap as he let me use him. My head tipped back, pleasure working through me. He felt so fucking good. Everything about his hot mouth was perfect. I fucked his throat, falling into a harsh rhythm. He took it so well, his eyes closing as I used mine. I felt myself so close to coming and eased back, my blood burning with need. Get on all fours, I rasped, leaning over to pick up my belt. Kaylin nodded, turning over onto all fours. His wrists were still bound by my tie, and so he centered himself, balancing with his ass facing me. He had a perfect ass, one that I wanted to spank and fuck over and over again. You're such a good boy, I whispered, stepping up behind him. I leaned down, giving one of his ass cheeks a gentle squeeze. I'm just picturing it being like, wow, wow. I needed to warm him up before spanking him. I started to rub his ass, giving small pats and slaps to each one until his skin started to warm beneath my hand. His cock was so hard, and I admired the pre-cum that dripped from the tip.
He admired it.
He said, look at that. Look what I did. I licked my lips, a hunger overtaking me. Oh, yeah. My God. And I just want to say, you fucking omega.
Yes, boss.
Fuck me, boss.
Art wants to mate Kaylin, and he's never wanted to mate anyone before. But witches mate differently than monsters. A spell must be spoken, and it's a sacred spell and unique to each pair. He asks Kaylin if he wants to mate. Kaylin tells him he does want to. He just thought Art never wanted that. Art tells him that they would be together forever, and Kaylin tells him that's okay because this is the first time he's ever been this happy. Art and him reminisce on when he had hired Kaylin and their relationship started. Art tells him that he was so hard and needy, and Kaylin was exactly what he needed, and now all he wants. Kaylin begs him again, so he spanks his ass with the belt harder. He is getting more horny because he lives for being the dom, but he's now happy knowing he is a switch for Inferna too. Kaylin's ass is bright red after 10 more hard smacks with the belt, and Art asks him, are you gonna be a good little boss's slut? And Kaylin says, yes, I'm all yours. We switched to Kaylin's POV.
Art slowly eased his cock inside of me, both of us groaning together. I was so needy for him, my body humming with magic and my heat. My skin burned where he had spanked me, the sting of the leather still lingering. It had felt so good, the best type of pain. I liked knowing that he had branded me, that I would see those marks later tonight. His cock spread me, throbbing inside of me. Every inch made me gasp, his fingers raking down my back and then gripping my hips. I groaned, my cock pulsing with every movement. Art slid in and out of me, setting a brutal pace. I wanted his knot. I wanted to feel him inside of me, for this fire to finally be sated. I'm going to mate you, Art growled. I'm going to tie you to me forever. I'm going to wake you up every morning before work and breed you over and over again. I'm not stopping until you come. And then once you come, like a good little omega slut, I will fill you with my cum and not you. Yes, boss. I cried out.
Yes, boss.
Yes, boss. I cried out. He thrust into me hard, and it was enough to send me over the edge, my orgasm hitting hard. I shot hot ropes of cum, my back arching as I came. Art groaned, his hips still moving in a brutal rhythm. I felt his knot spread me as he pumped into me one last time, swelling and tying us together. I gasped, collapsing beneath him as he started to come with a loud groan. He held me still, his fingers digging into my hips. His knot was hot and pulsing, the ridges of his shaft rubbing me. He kept coming, his breasts becoming small, desperate gasps. Good boy, Art purred, leaning over me. His arms came around me, holding me tight. He lay back, pulling me with him until the two of us were spread out on the floor on our sides, him spooning me. I'm gonna knot you.
The amount of times that they call the men like little sluts in this book is really
funny. Yeah, I love it. You omega slut.
Tell Andrew that he's a little omega slut.
I will. When we are doing the deed, I'm going to say it.
Art asks him one more time if he's sure he wants to be mated with him, and he says yes to both him and Inferna. Their magics blend together as Art whispers the spell. Kaylin mentions he can feel the connection between their hearts and souls. It's as fragile as a new butterfly.
Intimate.
And then Art says, I love you. I promise I'll take care of you. Even though I can be an ass sometimes, you are all I will think about. And Kaylin says, I love you too.
Isn't he... isn't he mated to fucking Inferna though?
Okay. Yeah, so they're both made it to Kaylin now.
So Kaylin can have more than one mate then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, he just met Inferna like 2 days ago.
And he's like, mine forever. Fuck me with your tail.
Yeah. And your teeth.
All I think about now when it like mentions her teeth is like the movie Teeth.
Yes. Same.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that?
Yes.
I've heard about it.
I watched it as a young teen.
Yeah. I don't remember too much of it, but terrible. I remember being like, oh, okay.
I think there was a horror version episode about it, and they made it seem like it was very, like, deep.
Yeah.
Was it deep?
It was kind of deep, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in, like, because when I was years
a,
and years.
Yeah. When I was a young teenager and I saw it, I was like, wow, I think I'm scarred. I think I have trauma from this movie.
Because she was, like, a sexual assault survivor, and she like used her teeth to
the peenies that she did bite off were like rightful biteys.
Yeah. Kaylin thinks that everything feels perfect, and Art tells him that he feels good and asks how he's feeling, and Kaylin's like, this is the happiest I've ever been, getting railed by two people.
This is all I'll ever need.
Art mentions that he feels bad that they didn't do anything traditional, but he doesn't have a family for either of them to meet, and Kaylin says that they can meet his mom, and then they need to meet Inferna's dad. So it like goes 0 to 100 real fast.
Real quick.
Art tells Kaylin that he needs to go to sleep, and then he will wake him when his knot goes down and they have to make dinner for Inferna, and Kaylin falls asleep.
I'll wake you when my knot is not as swollen and I can pull out of you.
They're stuck together like two little doggies.
Gross. We go to Inferna's POV, and she made it the rest of the day without murdering someone, but before she goes to her apartment, she calls her dad, and she's telling him about her day when she lets the info of having a mate slip, and her dad is his. And she refers to her dad as the incubus, and then her papa is her human dad.
Okay.
So her papa jumps on the phone and asks what's happening, and tells her that everything's gonna be okay after she explains, and that maybe during the weekend they can come over for dinner and meet her new mate. And she says, well, I maybe have two. And then her dad is like screaming on the other end, like pissed off. And she's like, okay, I gotta go. Bye.
She's like, I gotta go fuck my sluts.
Yeah.
She's like a full grown person though. So like,
who cares?
Calm down.
Yeah.
She hangs up with her dad and she goes to unlock her door when Kaylin opens it and he quickly hugs and kisses her. He's like, welcome home. They're like full on playing house right now. Art is making food and he says he assumes all hell broke loose once they left. And she says, yes, but he's like stops her and he's like, we need to eat and then we can figure it out later. And then Kaylin gets her a glass of wine and she's like, I'm going to go change and then I'll meet you guys back here. And as she's changing, Kaylin's head pokes through the doorway and I laugh. Hey, such a perv, I tease. I just want to see what I'll be worshiping later, you know? Kaylin chuckled. I was going to offer to help you undress and then give you wine. Come here, little witchling. You're too sweet for me. And they're like all kissy, cuddly, blah, 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 blah. She asks how it feels for him to have two mates and he starts to apologize, but she stops him and says that she's 100% okay with it. And then she changes and her and Kaylin go to check on Art. Art tells her that she looks more relaxed and she says, I came home to a pretty boy to kiss, wine, food being made, and another pretty boy ass naked at the stove. It's hard to stay mad because apparently he's wearing like only an apron and like nothing else.
Okay. Little slut.
He made them pasta, so they eat their pasta. He made garlic knots in a salad. Fitting
knot.
That he made
her
garlic knots.
So bloated and stinky for sex later.
Yeah.
I love how it's garlic knots.
Oh.
Art asks if she wants to talk about what happened at work now, and she casually mentions, she's like, oh yeah, I just banished Alice. And he's like, you can't fucking do that or you're gonna lose your job. And she's like, yeah, I don't fucking care, I already did it, I emailed everybody, I also called both of our bosses, so too bad. He's upset because he doesn't want her to get fired, and he also mentions if she left there would be way too much turnover because all her team loves her and is very loyal to her. And she says she knows, but she can't let Alice be immune to consequences because if anybody else did that, they would be in trouble. And then
right.
She asks Kaylin what happened, and he repeats what he told Art, that she tried breaking into his mind but doesn't know why or what was said to him. I didn't like that answer. Is there anything special about your family? I mean, it seems like Omega Witches are rare, according to both of you. Could this be some sort of attack? And they're like, nothing special about his family. It's rare, but we don't know why they would attack like that. And she says that, well, usually monsters and witches have a bad history. And then she casually drops the, I want you two to meet my family this weekend. And Art chokes on his wine.
Well, yeah. They
yeah,
just started
talking
fucking.
About one thing, and then all of a sudden.
But they're mated.
That's true.
She reassures both of them that everything will be fine. And Art is like, okay, yeah, I guess you should mate me too then. And now she chokes on her wine.
Oh my God.
She's like, is that an offer? And he says, hopefully one she can't resist. And then they eat their food so they can fuck later. We go to Art's POV.
Inferna pushed me back onto the bed, straddling my hips. My cock was hard and I was already naked, my blood humming with magic. She licked her lips, her forked tongue flicking over her fangs. Kaylin was sitting at the head of the bed, watching us while he stroked his own cock. They're so horny.
They are so horny.
All the time.
All the time. He mentally notes that it's insane to be mated to both of them, but he doesn't care. And then he hears Kaylin touching himself, so he goes to look, but Inferna tells him to look at her only. And he's not used to submitting to someone, but he loves it with her.
I want you, I rasped. I sounded so fucking desperate, but I was. I wanted to feel her over and over again, to feel her lock my cock inside of her. I watched in awe as she pulled her shirt over her head, her breasts now free. I sat up immediately, capturing one of her nipples in between my lips. She cradled my head, rubbing her pussy against my hard cock. Good boy, she purred. That feels good. Fucking hell, she was going to drive me crazy. Everything about her was perfect. I sucked her nipple, playing with it with my tongue and teeth while I started to play with her other.
She asks him one more time if he actually wants this, and he tells her, Inferna, I want you as much as I want Kaylin. Do you want me? And she replies, yes. If I didn't want you, you wouldn't be hard beneath me right now while playing with me. So he says, okay, then let's do this. No more messing around. Thanks. And she says, yes, sir. I think we all agree. And he almost comes from her saying that alone, like the whole yes sir part.
Don't worry about our witchling right now. Inferna instructed, he's hard and needy, but he likes watching us. He wants to see me take your hard, monstrous cock. Fuck, I whispered, closing my eyes for a moment of pure pleasure as she slid down my body, gripping me. The tip of her tongue flipped over the head, making me gasp. So sensitive, she murmured. I bet I could make you come just by licking up your pre-cum. Mistress, I begged. Please let me fuck you. No, she said.
No.
No. Not yet. You're going to lie there like a good boy and let me play with your pretty cock. And then when I'm ready, I'll let you bury yourself inside of me. Thank you, I whispered. Thank you. Thank you. That's such a kind boy. It's a good little slut.
Little mega slut.
She starts teasing him with the blowjob and he's begging her to let them fuck. He's desperate. She stops and looks at him. Apparently he's glowing from his magic, feeding off of everyone's energy, and she tells him that he's so pretty when he glows. She continues to edge him until he almost comes, then stops and slides to his side. He gets up and pulls her body underneath him.
Her nails raked down my back, making me gasp. She leaned up, her lips brushing over my ear. Give me all you have, she commanded. Yes, mistress, I breathed. She was so wet, so fucking wet and ready for me.
Hella soaked.
Hella soaked. So fucking wet. And ready for me. I looked down between us, moaning at the sight of my cock rubbing against her fanged entrance. The teeth, ew. I rasped. They feel good. She the teeth,
they
I
feel good.
They feel good. Teeth good. They feel good, she promised. Fuck, she was right. I started to ease inside of her, groaning as the fangs dragged over my cock. If there was any pain, it was immediately replaced by wave after wave of pleasure. She was so hot, so fucking tight. Fuck, she was mine. I said, give me all you have. Not be gentle, she growled. Fuck, I cursed. With that, I thrust inside of her, her cry driving me insane. I felt the worries and gentle edge melt away, replaced by my desire to breed her, to fuck her as hard as I could, to make her come around me. Goddess, you feel good, I gasped. Goddess.
God.
The lust and desires that we had were melting together, creating a blanket of pure ecstasy around us. I thrust in and out, watching her take every fucking inch. Harder, she gasped. Kaylin's moan melted into ours as he watched me fuck her. Every movement was given with all the strength I had, her body moving beneath me with each thrust. Fuck, I gasped. Fuck, I'm going to come. Not until you make me, she moaned. I slid my hand down, my thumb finding her clit. I started to rub it in circles while I pumped in and out and watched as she went wild beneath me. I had to make her come. I wanted to see her release, to feel her squeeze around me right before I came inside of her. Come for me, mistress, I gasped. She growled, her fangs glinting. I reached down, twisting one of her nipples. This time she screamed and I felt her start to come. Fuck, I snarled, lost in how gorgeous she was, lost in how it felt to watch her release, to feel her coming around me. I was going to lose it. I couldn't stop myself. With another couple of thrusts, I felt my knot slip inside of her, spreading her wide. And then I feel the teeth clamp around me, locking us in place. I started to orgasm, my hot cum shooting inside of her. Inferna groaned, melting beneath me as I filled her up, our bodies humming together like two heated engines. Oh my God. Jesus.
So they just like locked each other.
Yeah. Yeah. They.
Yeah.
They're just. Fucking like dogs. Yeah.
She tells him to speak his spell to mate them, and he does. They feel the sting and zap of magic as their bonds connect them. They each have two mates now, and he feels sad since he's never really had a family, but now he does. She can feel his sadness and asks if he's okay, and he says he is, just a little overwhelmed. Inferna makes Kaylin come cuddle them. She tells them tomorrow will be hectic and they all need to sleep, so she tells them to go to bed and that she loves them. It's all just 0 to 100 real, real fast.
So quick.
Kaylin's POV, and they're at the office the next day. He's out of his desk with his deskmates, Laura, which we met, the pixie demon, and then Hazard, which I think is the Minotaur.
Manticore. Oh, wait. Oh, no, the Manticore is different.
Is it? I couldn't remember.
No, he doesn't know the Manticore's name yet. Hazard is something else.
He's a monster.
A monster.
So Laura's telling him how much better he looks, and he's telling her that he feels a lot better. And then I put some asshole no one likes named Sally. So the receptionist from Warts and...
Warts Incorporated.
This is all just reminding me of Monsters, Inc.
I know. Sally's Art's old receptionist, and she's a fucking asshole. She comes up to the desk and tells them that the three of them need to work harder because they didn't really get anything done yesterday from the reports. And Laura's like, that's weird because yesterday was fucking crazy and Sally's not anybody important. And Sally's like, I'm actually the assistant manager.
I am important. I'm assistant to the regional manager.
Hazard calls her out and is like, no, you're not. But she says that Alice gave her the title when the companies merged.
Well, fuck Alice.
Fuck Alice. And they're like, you should go before you end up like Alice. And she's like pissed off and storms away. And she's like, Alice will be back and Inferno and Art will be fired. And then she'll be the new manager. And they're like, bye. Before she walks away, though, Sally calls Kaylin a slut, and then scissors almost hit her face, and they all scream at her to leave, so someone just launches a pair of scissors at her.
They're like, boo, Sally!
I feel like she's the Toby of the office.
Oh, 100%.
Aww. Is Sally human?
No, she's a witch.
No. Oh, okay. She sounds like a bitch.
She's the worst.
Laura says that they don't have too much work, so if they all bust it out, everyone could have some fun and pull some pranks on Sally later on. And everyone's like, hell yeah, we're all down. Kaylin gets a text from Art that says, I'm going to knot you on my desk at lunch. Inferno wants to watch. And then another one comes in from Inferna, and it says, don't get hard thinking about Art braiding you over and over again. And he texts them both back, and he's like, I'm trying to fucking work.
He's like, stop, guys.
Inferna responds with, let me ask your boss if it's okay for you to get fucked later for lunch. Hey, Art. And Art is like, yes, mistress, in the text. Inferna goes, can Kaylin be fucked and bred by you later? Can he get hard and needy just thinking about it, trying to hide it from his coworkers? And Art says, yes, he can, of course. And Kaylin texts both of them back and is like, you guys are assholes. And Inferna says, watch your tongue, witchling. And he says, yes, mistress.
Yes, mistress.
Yes.
He gets back to work and they finish work very quickly. And then when lunchtime rolls around, everyone's like, all right, let's go prank Sally. But Kaylin can't because he's going to get dicked down.
He's got plans.
Yeah, he's got lunch plans.
Going to get dicked down. Sorry, guys.
They tell him that they'll see him later. And then he goes to Art's office and puts up his wall of magic. He gives them a quick rundown of what Sally said earlier. And his desk mates know that the three of them are together. And Inferna says it's fine that they'll figure out the Sally thing. And then she says, strip. And he immediately does. And he's hard as a rock.
Always.
Always.
What do you think of our witchling, Art? Inferna asked. I think I want him to take off his pants. I smiled to myself now. I unbuckled my belt and then unbuttoned my pants, kicking them off, and his boxers. My cock was hard as they stripped them off, leaving me completely exposed to my bosses, to my mates, to my mates. Go to Art's...
Just an Australian accent.
It's my penis. Oh, wow, that was terrible. Go to Art's desk, Inferna said. I'm going to instruct the two of you on what to do. Yes, mistress, I whispered. Hi, boss. I said, winking at him. His eyes darkened, his smile faltering as a cloud of lust overtook him. Take the ruler from your desk, Inferna said. Art opened the top drawer, drawing out a metal ruler. Fuck. Oh, and the Sharpie. Bend over the desktop, witchling. Yes, mistress, I whispered. I want you to write property of Inferna on his ass, Inferna said. Yes, mistress, Art said, walking around behind me. I heard the cap click as he pulled it off, the felt tip dragging across my skin as he wrote. Fuck, that was hot. I was already hers and his, but having that written on me, being branded and then spanked... Take a picture of his ass before, and then we'll take one after. Art moved around his desk, grabbing his phone. I moaned as he came back around, snapping a picture of me bent over his desk. Property of Inferna written over my ass. Now grab the ruler and spank him however you wish. Fuck. Art chuckled as he leaned over, pausing to give me a kiss on the lips before plucking the ruler from the desk. I groaned as he stood behind me again, tracing the chilled metal across my skin. You look so good bent over my desk and desperate to be fucked, Art said softly. Fuck, I rasped. Breathe while he spanks you and remember your safe word. I let out the breath, groaning. Yes, mistress. Art waited for me to let out an audible breath, and then he began to pat my ass, warming up my skin. I'm just picturing like a little... It was quicker than last time, his firm hand smacking me quickly. The first slap of the ruler had me hissing and I cried out, groaning, oh, Inferna purred. Fuck, you're right, Art. He does make cute little screams. Fuck, I moaned, thrusting my hips a little so I could rub my cock over the desktop. See? Ew. I know, that's so fucking gross. See, Art said, he does like a little pain. I do, I agreed, gritting my teeth. Thwap, thwap, thwap. Three hits, each one more intense than the last. I gasped and cried. Fuck, Art growled, tossing the ruler to the floor. He moved to spread my ass when he froze. Inferna got up immediately, cursing under her breath. What's wrong? I asked. We have company, Inferna growled. Fucking hell, I will stall them. How does she know?
They can sense it.
She just senses it. That's scary.
Art tells her that he can't hide his heart on or Kaylin, so she tells them to make each other come, but use the best magic they have to hide it. She will keep them out until they're done, and then Kaylin can go home sick after so no one can sense anything. And then we switch to Inferna's POV, and Claude is there, and she tells him that she wasn't expecting him since he never returned her emails, and Claude is the partial owner of Warts and Claws, so her boss.
Okay.
Inferna, Claude said, crossing his arms, I saw your email. I came to investigate. I've never received such a harsh email from you before, and I have no idea what you're talking about. What do you mean? I asked, tilting my head. And then he asks her where Alice is, and she tells him that they should go into the office and talk, but he says he's assuming a different one since the one behind her is occupied, so he knows that they're in there.
Oh,
jacking each other off.
How does he fucking know?
I don't know.
They all know. He smells it.
She says, of course you're not stupid and neither am I. Alice isn't here. Alice attacked one of my employees yesterday. Alice created a disruption in the workplace with her attitude and I handled it not as well as I should have. Right, Claude chuckled, relaxing just a little bit. I appreciate your bluntness and I don't appreciate you being vague. Claude, a voice chirped. God damn it all to hell. I turned around, somehow not surprised to see none other than Alice.
Yeah, she's bad.
That bitch.
Inferna tells her that she's not welcome back, and Alice says she's getting fired today along with her pet. Inferna plays dumb. She's like, which pet? I have a lot. I'm a succubus. And Alice says, the Omega Witch. And Claude goes still and says, Omega Witch? You mean we found him?
What?
Yeah. Claude tells her that they need the Omega Witch, and she wants to know why. At that point, Art comes out of the office. He tells Claude it's nice to finally meet him because he's heard such wonderful things about his family. And Claude tells Art that he's heard things about his family, too. And Art's like, I didn't mention having a family. And in one of Alex, Art asked, is he joining us today or is it just you two? Alex, Alice sneered, is busy. Well, we will wait till he is not busy to continue this meeting. It feels a little unprofessional and, I hear our employees returning from lunch, Art said, grinning. Alice starts to protest, but Claude hisses at her and silences her. As if on cue, different groups start coming back, all giving us looks once they realize Alice was here. With everyone walking in, Laura mentions that she also tried to break into her mind, and Claude says that they'll return tomorrow with Alex. And then Sally comes screaming in about people pranking her and asks Alice to fire them all, but Alice just says that they'll be back tomorrow. Sally steps up to Inferna and screams that this is all her fault and calls her a bitch, but Art is like, not my mate, and steps in between them, telling Sally to leave before he hexes her.
That's my bitch.
Inferna tells Art that they need to have a meeting with everyone immediately, and they will find out one way or another what is happening. And then we go to Art's POV, and in the meeting, everyone wants to know if they're being fired, and he says no, well, at least none of them. Hazard asks what's going on, and Art tells him he isn't sure, but it's not normal. Inferna tells everyone that she thinks they are out to get Kaylin. One of the creatures grumbles, your mate? And she says, yes, both Kaylin and Arthur are my mates, and it's breaking the rules, but Laura's like, no one fucking cares as long as the rest of them don't get treated differently. And then Inferna informs them all that she might be getting fired, and that sets off a huge chain reaction of her team saying they'll quit if she's fired. And I put Clay, whoever the fuck that is, it's just like another monster, I guess.
Fucking Clay.
I don't know much, Clay said, glancing around at everyone, but there have been rumors on the underside of our society about witch hunt from certain creatures, but they're only after certain types of witches. I arched a brow, crossing my arms. Really? Yeah, Clay said, pressing his lips together. I don't know what type of witches, but if Kaylin is an Omega, then maybe that's part of it. So there's like an underbelly society looking for Omegas.
Submissive and breedable.
Art tells everyone that he's going to try and get a hold of Alex, if Alex is even alive, and dismisses the meeting. Him and Inferna get to the office, and she buries her face in his chest, telling him that she's worried, and he agrees, but he's thankful to have both her and Kaylin to get through it. She mentions that she'll reach out to some vampire friends that she has and a couple other creatures to see what information she can get, but she isn't sure how to continue to be productive at work. He says he isn't sure either, but at least their teams have their back, minus Sally. She laughs and says that she thought he was going to turn her into a gerbil, and he says he's not that barbaric, but she tells him that she thought it would be hot and that she liked it and that she kisses him.
Turn him into a gerbil.
Yeah, that's so hot. He breaks the kiss and asks if they have time for a quickie before they get to the bottom of this.
How are you horny at such a time?
I don't know.
You're about to be fired.
And they're hunting your mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's like, you want to fuck? Always time for a quickie, Inferna said. Fuck me hard, boss. Fuck, I growled.
Fuck me hard,
boss. That's going to be my new tagline. She kissed up my jaw, running her sharp nails through my beard and up to my hair. She gripped me, pulling my head to the side, and she nipped my earlobe. I was so hard now. So fucking hard. And somehow, even though she was letting me lead, I knew she was the one in control. I kissed down her neck, unbuttoning her blazer, and then pushing it off. I paused, admiring the curve of her shoulders and how her dress dipped. I looked down, moaning. A goddess, I whispered, pushing the shoulder strap of her dress down. I pushed her bra straps to the side too, running the back of my knuckles down to her breast. A sexy, stunning, smart goddess. I don't know how you're mine, I murmured. Inferna moaned as I circled one of her nipples with my thumb, enjoying the way they both perked. I leaned down, taking one beneath my teeth. Aw, fuck, Art, she grasped. I bit her and then sucked, rolling it with my tongue. Her nails raked over my shoulders, the tip of her tail moving around to my cock. I reached down and undid my belt quickly, unzipping my pants. Her tail immediately slipped in, rubbing against me. I groaned, sucking her harder before, alternating to her other breast. She moaned, tipping her head back. I want you to come on my mouth so that I can taste you for the rest of the day, I rasped. Inferna spread her legs for me, and I bit my bottom lip. She was wearing a black lace thong, one that I wanted to rip with my teeth. I leaned down, running my tongue over her clit. Witch, she groaned. That's just all she says. Witch. My blood hummed with magic, and I whispered a spell, one that made my fingertips feel almost electric. Inferna gasped, bowing against me. Fuck, I didn't know you could do that. There's a lot I can do, I chuckled, burying my face against her pussy again. I ran my tongue over the lace, breathing in her scent as her hips bucked against me. She needed release. I could feel how badly she needed to come. Fuck, I was her slave. I was her pet. I was her mate. Art, she growled. The teeth around her opening scraped lightly against my skin as I began to work my fingers in and out of her, flicking and sucking her clit. Her back bowed up, her gasps becoming closer and closer together. She was going to let me make her come, and that was a gift. I'm so close, she rasped. My skin cast a soft glow on her as she cried out. I felt the fangs close in as her muscles restricted and she came hard, her scream music to my ears. I leaned down, lapping up her cum. She tasted like heaven, her cum covering my chin. I would smell and taste her all day until I got to share her again with Kaylin. I sat back, rubbing her thighs. You're perfect, I whispered. I kind of like seeing you like this, I chuckled. She raised her head, her black eyes piercing me. I'm still your mistress. You are still the boss, I chuckled. Oh.
And they only have a couple hours left till they get home to Kaylin.
How will they make it?
I don't know. We go to Kaylin's POV. He's staring up at his apartment, and he forgot that he even had one, but he has to go get more things. He's very hopeful that they can all move in together soon since his lease is almost up, and he walks up the stairs. And as soon as he puts the key in his lock, it feels like he gets punched in the stomach. He stumbles back and a figure slams him into the wall. Three creatures are moving down the hall. He throws up a wall of magic and starts to run. He can't call upon his bond with Inferna or Art or text them, so he continues to run. A werewolf and a demon are chasing him, and the demon gets a hold of him. He feels himself lose his magic, and the demon says that he's coming with them. So apparently if this, like, demon touches you, like, you don't have any magic. You're just, like, normal.
Really? Damn.
The demon waits for the other creatures to catch up. One he recognizes as a witch, and the other he recognizes as Hazard from The Office.
Traitor.
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 They haul him down to the basement, and he asks why they're doing this to him because he comes from good witches. And Hazard says they know, but they need an omega for breeding, so he'll go with them. Hazard transports them, and Kaelin smacks his head when they land. Before he passes out, all he sees are blurry faces in cages.
Dun, dun, dun. Poor Kaelin. Poor little guy.
We go to Infernus POV, and she feels her mating bond being yanked and then feels Kaelin's pain. Something's wrong, and Art flies through the office door feeling the same thing. She asks where Kaelin lives, and Art grabs her hand, tells her to hang on, and they get to the apartment parking lot just in time to see a bunch of demons disappear, so they're just barely too late.
Damn.
Art tries to put a tracker spell on the portal, but he can't, and she asks if he can track them through their bond, and he says he might be able to, but the only magic he can think of to use for that is blood magic, and he swore he would never do that again. And she tells him that he can take as much of her blood as he needs, because, like, I guess before he was in, like, a really bad witch cult thing where they would use only blood magic, and, like, you pretty much, like, torture people and stuff to, like, use your magic that way. And it's, like, something he doesn't want to return to.
He's reformed.
He is.
He's a good man.
I could feel how conflicted he was. His eyes darkened, his lips pressing into a hard line. "I don't know your past," I said, stepping closer to him. "I don't know your past, and I've only known you for a few days. But I know you are good, Art, and I don't think this would mean you are corrupt." Art swallowed hard. It's addicting, and I'm good at it. It's powerful, and it's dark. It's what my coven was known for, but I would be able to find Kaelin. "You could do it to me," I said. "I don't care. We have to find our mate. I can't think of another way." "I can't either," he admitted. "I wish I could." "When we find him, I will be committing murder," I whispered. "So as long as we're clear about who is corrupt here." Art chuckled. "Sometimes murder is a little nice." She kisses him, then steps back, offering her hand, and he tells her it might hurt a little bit. He cuts her open with his finger and leans down, dragging his tongue over the cut. And she mentions that it would be erotic in a different setting, but in this case, it just hurts. His aura grows dark, and she sees him shift to something darker too. His lips part, and sparks come from his mouth as he speaks a spell.
Oh my god. She's hella soaked. At a time like this?
Hello.
At a time like this.
Oh my god.
She's like, "Oh, quickie."
Another one real quick, please. Her wrist stings and pain shoots up her arms. Little symbols start appearing, and Art pulls her close. Shadows rise up, and the pain intensifies. Her blood feels like it's boiling inside her body. They go through a portal and land on the other side with two creatures already rushing them. Art falls to his knees, energy depleted, but she's ready. She kicks off her heels, catching one and hitting the demon with it straight through his head.
Go, bitch, go.
Get it. Like I said, we love a boss bitch.
Her wings burst from her back, and now a werewolf starts rushing her. She fights him off, but he's strong. She wraps her tail around his neck and chokes him while she knees him in the balls until he passes out.
Damn.
Yeah. She turns to keep fighting, but no one's there, but she can feel a presence. She looks around the large room with low ceilings. Three walls are lined with cages, witches in them silent and unmoving. She spots Kaelin chained to a wall, slumped over naked.
Poor Kaelin.
I know, I feel bad.
I know.
She tries to get Art's attention, and he tells her to look out. A wall of shadow crashes next to her, and it's the shadow demon, so the one that takes, like, magic. Inferna, a gravelly voice chuckled. I should have known Dante's daughter would have been involved. I turned to meet the demon's gaze. He had three eyes, a wall of darkness surrounding him. Who the fuck are you? I growled. Someone who's not very fond of your family. They killed my vampire friend, he snapped. Sorry, not sorry, I said, arching a brow. I will end you. Sorry, not sorry. I will end you or you can leave. It's up to you. I think I can handle a fledgling succubus. You're not even 100 yet, the demon chuckles. And she doesn't like the answer because she's still tough.
Just because she's not 100 doesn't mean she's not tough.
You're just an infant.
Yeah. She's like, okay, fine. And then the demon lunges for her, but she feels a presence behind her, and it's Art. He throws up a wall of light, and the demon starts howling. She shoots up in the air with her wings and smashes through his shadows to his eye. She yells at Art for more light, and he, like, projects more. She shoves her hand into the eye and more and yanks back, and the shadow demon steps back and disappears through a door of darkness in the ground. So she's just like straight like punching through his head to his eye.
Hell yeah.
She looks at the werewolf and other demon passed out, and she grabs her shoe from the demon's head and puts it on. Art kneels and puts her other one on, and he tells her she's magnificent. She tells him that he is entirely too sexy, but they need to free their mate and the other witches.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're hella horny. They're all spelled, Art said gruffly. I can see the magical bonds. We need to get Kaylin out of here, and we will come back for the others. We can't leave them, I hissed. Art shook his head. They aren't conscious, and we don't know how much time we have. I'm not leaving them behind, I snarled again, rushing across the room to our witchling. So he's like, fuck those guys, we'll come back later, and she does not want to do that.
Yeah.
She opens the cage, and they kneel next to Kaylin, trying to wake him up. Art uses magic to break his magical bonds, and his eyes fly open, panicked. They reassure him that he's safe, and they are there to help. They end up agreeing to get him out and come back immediately for the others. Art says, yeah, after the meeting where they expose everything and they have the people to help. Kaylin tells them that Hazard is involved. The meeting is in 20 minutes, so they need to hurry up.
Hurry.
She asks if Alex will be there or if he even got a hold of him, and he evaded answering by just saying that they'll handle Claude and Alice, and then they'll help the witches there. We go to Art's POV. The three of them are 5 minutes early to the meeting. No blood anywhere, no more dark magic, and they're all cleaned up. He called someone he knows, and they're on their way to the office. Inferna called someone too, and they're also on their way. And still no answer from Alex, so Art really does think that he's dead. He feels guilty over the blood magic still, but also great because of it, because it gave him like an adrenaline rush. He looks to Inferna, and she washed the blood from her clothes, but not her heels, and she looks hot.
She's got bloody shit.
Oh, like beans. Le beans.
Art asks if they're ready, and she says yes, but he wants Kaylin to remain hidden just in case they don't know that he escaped yet. So everyone goes into the room for the meeting, and they're missing two people, Hazard and Poppins. And Poppins is the griffin from the beginning that was like, Inferna's like, we're going to talk about this hookup that I'm about to have over drinks. So she's like, oh, fuck, I hope this is a coincidence.
It's not Poppins.
No.
No.
Laura asks if they're okay, and she says no, but they will be. And then at that point, Claude and Alice walk in. Alice looks around and asks if Kaylin is sick again, and she's like grinning evilly. And Inferno's like, yeah, he's sick. Claude's eyes...
That bitch.
Yeah. Claude's eyes narrow, and he says that he smells blood. And Inferna says it's her, since she likes to kill demons for breakfast, especially ones who steal witches. And then both Alice and Claude freeze, and everyone is like, gasp.
No!
I especially like killing demons that leave my mate naked and helpless in a cage, and I particularly like ending vampires that caused all of this, Inferna said, taking a step forward. You kidnapped witches? Clay asks, stepping forward. Laura also steps forward, followed by a couple of their other employees. Alice takes a step back, glancing around the room. One more step, and I'll have them kill Kaylin. Kaylin is safe, you blood-sucking bitch, Inferna sneers. She's like, ha ha! Joke's on you.
Got him.
Alice says that she'll end everyone, but she doesn't sound very confident. And then her and Claude take a step back right into a wall. Everyone in the office looks ready to kill them when a flash of light appears. It's Alex. He is not dead. He doesn't acknowledge anyone, but his eyes are glued to Claude and Alice. They both look like they're seeing a ghost, and Alice screams that he's supposed to be dead. And Alex lifts his hand, and lightning zaps through the room, staking both Alice and Claude to their spots on the floor.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
Alex pulls on leather gloves and then waves his hand, and they just turn to dust.
Dead. Oh, so they're just gone.
Yeah.
They're done. Okay.
He's had enough with them. Alex turns around and asks someone to call maintenance because their office is very dusty. And I put, LOL.
Someone bring a broom.
Clean up on aisle two.
Everyone is frozen, so he repeats himself and tells them to get breakfast. So everyone leaves the office. He has to attend the meeting with their boss. Alex waits until everyone's left and then sighs, his cold demeanor melting some. Fucking hell in a handbasket, he said. This has been the week from hell. You're telling us, Inferna yelled. Alex shrugs, glancing at the pile of dust. Betrayed by a vampire I did business with. Well, now he's out of commission for a bit, and the contract states that I now own Claws, Inc. Don't fuck me over, he mumbles, shaking his head. I've been trying to get a hold of you, I said, gaping at him. Well, Alex said, let's go to the office and let's check on your mate. I already have witches heading to the basement. Basement, I asked, is that where everything was happening? Yes, Alex said, that's where I was too, and luckily the two of you breaking in disrupted their magical wards. I'll explain myself. So literally in the building of their fucking office,
he was just downstairs.
The basement is where they had
Really?
Oh, yeah. All downstairs.
They're like, ha, 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 you didn't even know.
Nope. Inferno doesn't understand how this is happening, and Alex doesn't either, but he still wants to run the company with another creature, and he looks to Inferno. Art asks if he's giving her the job, and he says, yeah, if she's interested. He will also buy another floor in the building so they can have an office there while Art runs everything on this floor. Alex asks what Kaylin wants to do, and he says he's happy where he is, so he came out of his hiding spot.
Aww.
Alex says that everyone gets tomorrow off paid due to the traumatic week. They will even offer jobs to the free Omegas being rescued to get them back on their feet. Inferno accepts the job as long as it's okay that Art and Kaylin are still her mates. He's like, I don't fucking care. Just do your work.
Don't fuck at work.
Yeah, he's like, just keep the company running and you can fuck as many times as you want. It's fine. They mention to him they also need to find Hazard, and Alex says they will, but for now they'll pretend that Alex didn't murder two creatures and she didn't maim like three of them, because apparently even though she knocked him out, like, she still fucked him up a little bit.
She killed him.
Alex leaves them with the promise of seeing them all Monday, and Kaylin apologizes because he said he caused too much trouble, and they're both shocked because they don't think that he did that at all. Inferno just says that she's happy they're alive and okay. Also, congratulations, mistress. Yes, I said, boss, now you're really my boss. I am, she said, giving me a wicked grin. I think you might need to have a conversation with me in the bedroom, I said, smirking. I think I might need to have one with both of you, Inferno said, her tail sliding over. Dinner, cuddles, and perhaps some nodding. I'd like to try some new things out. Like what? Kaylin and I asked, both all too eager to hear what she had planned. Well, I have a flogger in my closet, also a whip and some collars, she said, smirking. I kind of like the idea of collaring you both. I like that too, I whispered. Well, now we're switching to Kaylin's, and he wakes up ready for work, so it's the next day. But he's like, oh yeah, we're off today, like, cool. And then he also realizes he can't fall asleep because he's hard as a rock.
What a struggle. Yeah, darn.
He gets his hand free from under Inferno and starts jacking off, and she wakes up and is like, dude, I banged your brains out last night. Go to bed.
She smirked, her tail coming around and tracing up my leg. I sucked in a breath as she slapped my hand away, replacing it with her own. Being an Omega wasn't that bad, perhaps. Inferno sat up and then straddled me, her body warm and soft against my own. I was even harder now that her breasts were in my face. Morning, witchling, she teased, leaning down. I kissed her, groaning beneath her. Art stirred next to us and he let out a moan. Fuck, that's a hot thing to wake up to, he sighed happily. Get behind me, Inferno said. I want to take both of you at the same time. Art was up immediately. I thrust my hips up, rubbing the tip of my cock against her opening as he moved behind her. Morning, beautiful, he said, kissing her neck. She moaned, tipping her head back. I leaned up, cupping one of her breasts and sucking her nipple. Her gasp made me even harder. My wonderful mates, Inferno purred. I want both of your cocks inside of me so badly. Yes, mistress, Art groaned. Anything you want. Anything, I agreed with a moan. Inferno reached down, gripping my cock and slowly taking me. I groaned, pleasure burning through me as I slid inside of her. She took every inch, the ridges making her moan as she took them. Art gripped her hips and I felt his cock against mine, the tip pressing. Inferno leaned forward with a gasp and I gripped the blankets as he slowly worked his way into her. This feels so good, I gasped. So fucking good. Art grunted as he fit his cock in, ours rubbing together. Hours rubbing together
their cocks.
Yeah, because they're both inside of her.
Oh, so they're just like,
yeah, like a little CMA. Kindling.
Gross.
Inferno gasped again, pressing her hands against my chest as Art began to slide back out. He then thrust forward, the three of us crying out together. Fuck, I groaned. I thrust up, enjoying both of their cries. Art met my gaze over Inferno's shoulder, giving me a knowing smile. His hips pumped forward again, this time with a little more force. I answered his thrust with my own, and within moments we found a rhythm that had our mistress crying out. She groaned. Fuck, both of you feel so good. Art began to thrust in and out harder, his head tipping back as he lost himself in pleasure. I'm so close, I gasped. So close. I'm going to lock both of you inside me, Inferno said, moving her hips. We both fucked her harder, eager to be trapped inside of her. The teeth felt good as they raked over our cocks, sending me spiraling even further. Come inside me, she groaned. I just want to be filled by both of you. That was enough to make Art and me cry out. With one final thrust, Art's knot shoved inside, and we both started to come. I could feel him against me, the heat of Art cum filling her, making me moan. I felt the teeth clamp around our cocks, around his knot. I reached down, rubbing her clit in quick circles. Oh, fuck, she cried out. I watched her cum, feeling her muscles contract around us. They say fuck so much.
Fuck, fuck,
yeah.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
She slumps forward onto Kaylin, and he tells them that he loves them, and they say it back. And then he says, like, in his mind, Monday, I had met my mates. Tuesday, we all had our mating bonds. Wednesday, all hell broke loose. Thursday, we survived a nightmare. Friday, well, thank goodness it was Friday. I was just able to lay in bed with my mates and feel loved and wanted.
TGIF.
Yeah, honestly, thank God. What a wild week.
What a week.
They had a very long week.
This is just like a week's time, and they're like, we are mates forever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, they made it on Tuesday, so they did it after only one day.
Yeah.
Love at first sight.
Honestly. Art mentions that he'll wait for his knot to go down, and then he'll get up and bring breakfast to bed. And then he asks Inferna if the other witches and monsters will date in the office, and she thinks that they will, but she's like, I'm not worrying about it today. And then they fall back asleep to get some rest because they're meeting her family this weekend. And then we have our little, like, epilogue, whatever, and it just says head of HR, so it's their POV. We need another agent, one that they won't suspect, one that won't make the same mistakes, I growled. We have someone in mind. They're very good at what they do, sir. Very sneaky, completely opposite of Alice. Is Alice truly dead? I asked, drumming my claws on my desk. Yes, my secretary said. Ridiculous. I can't believe Alex escaped and then ended her. We're going to need someone that can sneak past him, too, as well as new claws, boss. Yes, sir. I'll send in the next agent. Don't worry, sir. Everything is still going to plan. I waved a hand at her, growling. She scurried off, leaving me to glare. I stood up, walking over to my window. I could see the warts and claws building from here. Could see the front doors perfectly. I could see when employees left and when they returned. Always watching, waiting. Everything was going according to plan, even though two of my pawns had been eliminated. Monday would be a whole new chessboard, and I already had the upper hand. It was a game I liked playing, one that I would always win.
Who is it?
Cliffhanger.
Who is the head of HR?
Who is that? Who is that?
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis would you give this one?
This one was a ride. A wild, wild, rigid, bumpy ride. Teeth filled.
For only 1 week.
Yeah. I feel like I'd give this one like 3.5.
Oh, okay. That's between me and Shelby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. 3.5. I don't know if like monsters are necessarily my thing.
Okay.
But.
That's fair.
It was good. It was good. Very spicy.
Indeed.
Lots of nodding.
Lots of it. No shortage.
Yeah.
No.
I could do without for a little bit.
Would you trade places with, I guess, Inferna?
I don't know. She's kind of a boss bitch. I liked Inferna. You know who I wouldn't trade with, though? Kaylin.
Yeah.
That poor boy. Yeah.
He's just horny all the time. Unable to function.
He's like a cat in heat.
He was in heat.
I know. It just sounded miserable. Absolutely miserable.
Poor man. What about Art?
No.
I feel like Art was just like there.
Yeah, he was kind of like a fly on the wall, but also not. It was, I don't know. The dynamic was different.
Sure was.
Different than everything else we've read.
Yeah, definitely a power struggle.
Yeah.
But it was different.
Yep.
It really was.
So next week, we're going to be telling Riley about Filthy Vows by Alessandra Torre. And then you'll just give us a little guess on what you think it'll be like based on the cover.
So Filthy Vows, and on it, it does say our marriage was about to become a lot more complicated. I feel like maybe it's like a cheating scandal.
Okay.
Possibly. I mean, there's just a girl in the front sitting in front of a window. So like, but the marriage being complicated, I don't know. I feel like there's like some type of scandal. Saucy scandal.
It is scandalous.
Ooh. It is. I can't. Is this one like real smutty?
less smutty than this one, but like, so is everything else.
That's true. Yeah. I'm excited for this one.
If you like this episode, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Go check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
And tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rat.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.